This is the Internet Multicasting Service.
Harper Audio presents Mae Sarton reading her own poetry. It reveals her unique vision through more than 5 decades of experiencing the natural world.
Of the Seasons, the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, Santa Fe. You spoke of spring and summer as we drove through the pinion spotted through the leopard land, the hammer of sun on the bronze and the violet. You spoke of lilies brushing the horses' necks in spring and dry creeks water rushing. In the spring, you told me. I remember all that you said of the sharp cleavage, the heat, the cold that makes the head burn with an inner tension, sound like a glass humming. Words break in crystal air, and silence is always coming. It is here, you told me. And when you spoke of summer, I knew the heat is in waves, and earth begins to shimmer with violent reds and umber. On the naked rock, you told how the fierce path of wind burned the structure bright as gold, and rock fire bare, not barren. In the summer, you told me. We did not speak of winter, for then we turned and saw the sun crash and then splinter on peaks till they were flooded with light that aches with rose. And all the mountains iced are burned again. And those, you said, are called the blood of Christ. My sisters, nous qui voulions poser image ineffaçable, comme un delta divin notre main sur le sable. Anna de Noailles. Dorothy Wordsworth, dying, did not want to read. I am too busy with my own feelings, she said. And all women who have wanted to break out of the prison of consciousness, to sing or shout, are strange monsters who renounce the treasure of their silence for a curious, devouring pleasure. Dickinson, Rossetti, Sappho, they all know it. Something is lost, strained, unforgiven in the poet. She abdicates from life, or like George Sand, suffers from the mortality in an immortal hand, loves too much, spends a whole life to discover she was born a good grandmother, not a good lover. Too powerful for men, Madame de Stael, too sensitive, Madame de Sévigné, who burdened where she meant to give. Delicate as that burden was and so supremely lovely, it was too heavy for her daughter, much too heavy. Only when she built inward, in a fearful isolation, did any one succeed or learn to fuse emotion with thought. Only when she renounced did Emily begin in the fierce, lonely light to learn to be. Only in the extremity of spirit and the flesh, and in renouncing passion, did Sappho come to bless. Only in the farewells, or in old age, does sanity shine through the crimson stains of their mortality. And now, we who are writing women and strange monsters still search our hearts to find the difficult answers, still hope that we may learn to lay our hands more gently and more subtly on the burning sands, to be through what we make more simply human, to come to the deep place where poet becomes woman, where nothing has to be renounced or given over, in the pure light that shines out from the lover, in the warm light that brings forth fruit and flower, and that great sanity, that sun, the feminine power. The return of Aphrodite. Under the wave, it is altogether still, alive and still, as nourishing as sleep. Down below conflict, beyond need or will, where love flows on and yet is there to keep, as unconstrained as waves that lift and break, and their bright foam neither to give nor take. Listen to the long rising curve and stress, murmur of ocean that brings us the goddess. From deep she rises, poised upon her shell. O guiltless Aphrodite, so long absent. The green waves part. There is no sound at all as she advances, tranquil and transparent, to lay on mortal flesh her sacred mantle. The wave recedes. She is drawn back again into the ocean, where light leaves a stain.
HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording. HarperCollins has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright law to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio has been provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity provided by UUNet Technologies and by MFS DataNet.